Intensifying partisan pressure in Congress is further clouding prospects for any major legislative compromises with the White House. In the few months before the 2020 election cycle consumes Capitol Hill, are there still opportunities to work together, or will investigations into President Trump bring that to a standstill? We're joined now by Christina Peterson, Wall Street Journal reporter covering Capitol Hill. Christina, what are you hearing?
To begin with, there weren't a whole bunch of big legislative items that Congress and the White House thought they might be able to accomplish this year. Their list was pretty short to begin with. Some kind of investment in infrastructure, potentially lowering the price of prescription drugs. Of course, the things that Congress needs to do every year, like passing spending bills. And probably around the September-October timeframe, they'll have to raise the federal government's borrowing limit. But all of these things are looking a little bit tougher with some of the partisan pressures that we're seeing in both chambers. In the House, we're seeing Democrats really begin to ramp up their oversight of the Trump administration. This week, the House Judiciary Committee issued a request for some 81 different from documents from 81 different people and associates of the Trump businesses. And the president clearly did not like that. And that's leading to some potential friction. And then on the Senate side, Republicans are considering changing the rules around nominees, reducing the debate time, essentially, to be able to confirm more of President Trump's nominees. And that is not going to leave Democrats very happy. So you have these sort of competing partisan pressures that are just making it harder for lawmakers to agree on any kind of significant legislation.
You had one analyst in the story say the antagonism level has reached a fever pitch. Is it possible that nothing gets done?
It is possible. We have already gone through one government shutdown this year that no one seemed to enjoy very much. So my guess is that at a minimum, Congress at least reaches another probably two-year budget deal. The current deal ends at the end of September. And I would expect them to raise the debt limit just to avoid any threat of default. That would be my sort of baseline for what you can expect. Beyond that, I mean, people have talked about infrastructure for years and years, and they've always gotten stuck on how to pay for it. There was a hearing on that in the House this week, but I don't think that there's been any magical kumbaya moment yet. The wild card is that President Trump is also running for re-election next year, and so he does have an incentive to try to reach some compromises so that he would have some legislative wins to tout on the campaign trail. And infrastructure would be a big one. Prescription drugs would be a big one. But it's just not clear that he's going to be able to reach any kind of agreement with Democrats.
We're speaking with Christina Peterson, Wall Street Journal reporter who covers Capitol Hill. Her piece is called Window for Bipartisan Compromise in Washington Narrows. This is kind of a slippery slope for Democrats, too, right? Whether to, investigate versus legislate.
Right. I mean, publicly, Democrats say, of course, we can do both. We have a responsibility to do both. And there are political incentives for them to do both. You know, the Democratic base, their most loyal voters, is in a frenzy to see investigation, to do oversight, potentially to start impeachment proceedings, although Democratic leaders are very cautious on that front. But then there's also a big group of Democratic freshmen who just got elected last fall on promises that they would make government work better, and they have a real political motivation to chalk up some kind of legislative wins to bring back home. So, you know, they have these kind of competing pressures within their own caucus, and we've seen those come up on many issues. And for now, they're saying we can do both. But, you know, the president, if he's watching cable television and seeing investigations potentially to his immediate family members, has indicated that that makes him mad. And it's not clear that that would be, a conducive environment to actually getting legislation done.
The person before who referenced the antagonism reaching a fever pitch, is there, I guess, an opportunity for that antagonism to get even higher with this must-pass legislative stuff that comes up later in the year?
I mean, there's always the opportunity for that. The must-pass bills are where the big fights end up happening because that is the legislation that's moving through Congress. So that's where we saw the fight over the border wall erupt that, you know, basically it erupted in the government shutdown. And that seems to be put to rest kind of for now, although Republicans in the Senate are still uneasy with this emergency declaration and may vote to disapprove of it, although ultimately looks like the president can override that.
Thanks, Christina. Christina Peterson, Wall Street Journal reporter covering Capitol Hill.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.